This is the Roden Fellows Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Roden Fellows Podcast from the seventh class of fellows. I'm your host, Lawrence Goss, a journalism major at the Florida A&M University, home of the Rattlers. Today, I'm joined by my two Roden Fellow peers, Cameron Jackson and Takir George, and they can introduce themselves now.
Hello, my name is Takir George, and I am a senior English major, TV and film minor from the Howard University, and I'm happy to be here today.
Yes, my name is Cameron Jackson. I'm a senior multimedia journalism major from the illustrious North Carolina A&T, and I'm also happy to be here, and I'm very happy to have a fellow Aggie on board.
And Cam, you just gave us a great segue into our special guest for this episode. So we are tonight, well, today we are joined by Gabrielle Hayward, a new upcoming fellow for the eighth Roden Fellow class, excuse me. And Gabrielle, I'll let you go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gabrielle Hayward, and I am a junior journalism and mass communication student with a minor in Spanish at the illustrious North Carolina A&T State University. My passion for journalism started from when I was a little girl in kindergarten, and I love to tell people about the story about how I had a TV news station at my elementary school, and I was introduced to journalism, singing a little Pledge of Allegiance in front of this camera with anchors and a teleprompter, and all of it excited me into becoming an anchor my fourth and fifth grade year. Then I went on into middle school. I actually created my own morning news show with the help of administration. And that was also so much fun. And then I was a part of the first broadcast journalism class at my high school. And with the help of an actual news anchor, news reporter, we were able to go out and find stories going on at the school, going on in the community that would interest students.
Nice. So if you can just dive a little bit about into how you found out about the Roden Fellowship.
So I heard about the Roden Fellows Program, I believe when I was in high school. And the reason why it interested me so much was because there was now this entity within ESPN that combined like HBCU culture and sports, two things that I hold near and dear to my heart. And so I was really passionate about joining. And then I also had Cameron Jackson here and a few other A&T alums that really paved the way for students like myself. And so that was really like, for me, it kind of inspired me to keep the legacy going at my school, but also joining a network of HBCU individuals who can see that HBCU culture and HBCU sports are huge topics to talk about and combat.
Yeah, if it's one thing Anscape does, it's highlight HBCU culture. But you said that you found out about the program in high school. Does that mean you knew since then that you wanted to attend an HBCU?
Yes. So both of my parents attended South Carolina State University. So I was always immersed in HBCU culture. When I toured colleges when I was in high school, I only wanted to go to HBCUs because I knew that I wanted to be surrounded by Black students who are like-minded individuals like myself. And so I did tour PWIs, but I knew from day one that I was going to an HBCU, whether that was A&T or Spelman or even South Carolina State where my parents grew up. And so I've always just loved the culture. I've loved, you know, when my dad, he was in the band and his college days. So like I would always sit next close to the van. And I just remember those moments. And so I just knew that I really wanted to go to an HBCU.
So definitely shout out to your dad for being in a band. I myself was in the band, and being in an HBCU band is it's an entirely different culture that, you know, most if you're not at an HBCU, you've either seen it and kind of just been amazed from afar, but you really kind of have to immerse yourself in that culture. So definitely a big shout out to your dad. So how did you go from your parents going to both going to South Carolina State to you ending up at North Carolina A&T?
To tell you the truth, I did not want to go to school in state. That was my biggest reason for not going to South Carolina State. I also believe that, like, because I have a younger sister who is there currently, and she's a freshman, and she absolutely loves her school. But for me, I just really wanted to venture out and see what else was out there. I also loved, I got an opportunity to tour A&T twice. And so that second tour was specifically within the journalism department. And that tour sold me, it sold my parents, it sold my cousin and my auntie who also were with me. And so that tour really helped me, make that final decision.
So A&T was your first choice.
I am a very indecisive person, so I did not actually have any choices. But it definitely was a top pick.
She lying.
What were
A&T
your
first choice
now?
is
What were your other options? What were your
choice.
other choices?
Were there any
Don't
discussion
say
about
the school.
Howard?
Don't say the school that start with an F,
Okay,
please.
how about Howard? You
There's
know.
no pressure. There's no pressure. I just want to know the options, the
Thank
choices.
you. Howard was not on my list. I was not a huge fan after my tour. Hampton was on my list, though. Hampton was on my list. Clark Atlanta was on my list. FAMU also was on my list. My godbrother, he graduated from there a few years ago, so he was trying to get me to come, but it was just kind of, it was a little too far from home for me personally. For me personally, I'm from South Carolina, so.
I can see, I can understand that. See, you want to be close to home, but not too close, but not too far. So,
Right.
A&T was just perfect for you. But maybe if, FAMU was a bit closer, then Cam, you probably wouldn't be joined by another Aggie tonight. Let's just say that.
I think that I still would have picked A&T, just because I feel like their success rate post grad is huge, and that Aggie pride is real. It's definitely real. So, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what you actually see yourself doing, why you ended up going down the, you said you got into journalism kind of early. Well, really earlier than most, honestly. I didn't really know exactly that I wanted to go into journalism until my senior year of high school to you have to like figure out what you really want to do. But you've seemed like you've had a near lifelong passion for journalism. So talk a little bit about where you see yourself kind of ending up in your career.
So currently I do a lot within the journalism industry. I work part-time with the Charlotte Observer in their newsroom as a social growth producer. So I basically make a bunch of social media content for them. But I'm also writing. I have a love and hate relationship with broadcast right now. So really figuring out what my true passions are as far as the journalism industry, because the industry is very broad. It's very like you can do anything with, your degree. And so for me, I hope that this internship shows me, it gives me experiences within the sports journalism industry, and even open doors for other opportunities that can occur within the sports journalism field.
It will definitely give you experiences, and it's really good that you're already a multifaceted person, because I think we all find ourselves in roles that we never expected to be in. For example, through this internship, I was on the field and the, what is the basketball one called? The
Court.
court,
Okay.
recording social media content from the field and the court. Like, I've never thought I would like be down there before. So you'll definitely get some new experiences.
From I guess the outside looking in, and you kind of have a closer a closer look than most with, Cam being at A&T with you and you being able to like actually see a lot of the things that she's been able to do, the content she's been able to produce as during her time as a fellow. What are some things that from the outside you're looking forward to for your next over the next year for you?
Okay. Well, Cam really inspires me, and she's really like a mentor to me. And I love her dearly. I hold her dear. That's my real dog. But definitely from the outside looking in, some of the things that I'm like excited for are those like the Celebration Bowl. Like I said, my parents are huge South Carolina State alums, so like that game was always like, okay, we're going to the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta on this weekend, and it was always like a huge family trip for me. So now turning it into a career, I feel is definitely going to be special. Also, I know she was at Big East last weekend. And so even though I didn't technically see her in New York while we were there, I do know that like she was working hard. So like just, really having that hardworking drive, I feel like will definitely, will definitely help me move forward in my career.
Thanks for that shout out, Gabby. It made me smile. But as you know, like it's only three of us for the Ronin Fellows class this year. It's the first time it's ever been three. So I will say, like, I think going to events, it's definitely like a lot less competitive than it could have been, only because it's so little of us. And sometimes all three of us get to go to events. Like we all got to go to the Celebration Bowl, which was really fun. But next year, you guys are going back to six. And you're also going to Connecticut. So, kind of like, how do you feel about that? Does it make you nervous that it will be a little more competitive last year, com next year compared to this year? And, how do you feel about being in Connecticut?
I feel like my excitement is gonna bubble as we get closer to time. I am excited to, visit ESPN headquarters and see like where everything takes place. Part of me can't lie and say that I'm not nervous because I definitely am. This will be my first time in a while that I've like actually been, besides college, but been away from home for so long. And like sometimes I will take a trip home just because I'm that close. So like not really, kind of not being stuck, but being like, stuck in one place for so long, I am nervous for that. I'm definitely confident in the work that I do and the work that I put out. So of course, working with the other fellows to, figure out where everyone actually wants to go within the industry and seeing like how we can collab per se with opportunities. I feel like will help us kind of. So yeah.
If there was one event you'd say you're most excited about potentially going to, what would it be? And why?
Okay. Like I said, the Celebration Bowl, I'm definitely looking forward to. Not just because, like I said, that event for me growing up was the highlight of my year sometimes. That event really is like the epitome of like Black excellence when you're seeing all of these, when I was younger, it was like the college students were like, they were these big kids and I was this little kid. And so like seeing how much pride they take within their schools will definitely be interesting to see and fun to watch. And there's so many different stories within like that alone. Students who, are probably taking a long drive from their respective schools to come and watch their football team play in those big time games. I sometimes am on HBCU football Twitter, and so or X now. And so like watching the banter between like schools, it's funny. It really is. It's funny. Sometimes the jokes can be a little harsh, but just seeing that camaraderie like now in person as like this adult who's capturing it all, I feel like will definitely just be a special moment for me. It'd be a full circle moment for me.
Would you say you're a sports person? It's so cool. Be honest, because I came to this internship no very little,
I would definitely consider myself to be a sports person. I love watching football games. I used to play basketball. I ran cross country in high school, and I played softball in middle school. I like to say that I'm coaching my little siblings right now. So, they're gonna be an NBA one day. They're gonna get us out the
Oh, you're a big sports person. So, what beat do you like covering most?
As far as like right now.
Yeah, or what do you see yourself doing in the future? What sport would you really like to cover?
For me, I feel like I would love to cover basketball. Like I said, that sport is definitely near and dear to me. I played all the way up into high school, and in my senior year, I tore my knee. And I feel like, yeah, it was definitely sad, but I feel like that was God's way of telling me maybe playing basketball in college is not really for you, but you'll find your passion in something else that pertains to, sports. And so, I definitely feel like basketball would definitely be my beat, and football. I think football's just, I don't know, there's just something about watching a game on like a Saturday night, just in that camaraderie with, the school, and seeing that pride that everyone has.
And kind of not stepping away from the fun, but what are some things that you're kind of going into that maybe you're just not even shaky or unsure about, but some things that you feel like you may want to improve on, or some things that you feel like you want to learn by the end of your time as a fellow?
I definitely want to be a better writer overall. And I know that sounds very cliche, but like just getting better at like, whether that's me finding a really good headline that ties the story all together, or it's that one quote that, the person said that's just like a ooh, ah type moment. Also with the podcast, I've made podcasts before, but not like seriously every week. So, just finding that, like, becoming better at that. And also, I feel like that's a big thing. Yeah.
Have you gotten a chance to like meet the other fellows, and have you guys gotten the chance to kind of like connect with one another yet?
We this year they have like check-in points. So we were able to meet the fellows virtually a few times now. And we've also connected with each other on social media. But I don't think it'll be until the end of May that we actually like meet each other in person at the UNCF conference. So I feel like that will definitely be a glimpse into how the rest of our summer will go before we actually go to Connecticut. And I believe the conference is in Maryland or DC. It's in the DMV somewhere.
I was in Maryland last year, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Everything you're talking about is bringing back so many memories
I
because.
know. Remember the conference?
Yeah, I was just thinking like that really felt like a couple months ago. Not even like, and we're
Not
almost.
even just the conference. Like we met through the little video moments before too, when we made a group chat. So that's really funny.
Yeah, we have a group chat going as well. But it's not really active right now, and I don't feel like it'll be super duper active until, we're closer to time.
That's true. That makes sense. But you guys are a cohort, and those are going to be your friends for the summer, and it's like past that as well. So, I don't know. I don't know what there is to do in Connecticut. We were only there for like 2, 3 days, but have fun, go out with them, do things, enjoy your summer.
I do think that it'll be very like special because we're all females. So like having that, Women in sports type moment all summer will definitely be exciting and special.
I was going to ask you, like, you guys are the very first all like woman cohort. How do you feel about that? And, what do you think it says about how much women are like growing in the sports industry?
I do think it is a special moment that women are leading in sport, not necessarily leading, but they're becoming more prominent in the sports industry. And I hope that we learn a little bit about each other to take back to our schools, and take back to, take some of those life lessons that we're learning as women, and use those moving forward.
And speaking on women, it's Women's History Month still currently, coming off coming off of Black History Month. So just talk a little bit about your experience kind of as a woman kind of getting into the sports industry and journalism and everything. And then after to Kieran Cam, if you guys can kind of give your spiel on your experience as well.
For me, it kind of is scary at times, but I do know that with this internship, I definitely will show the support within Black women in sports, and having that community will definitely be, it'll be different, it'll be unique. And whether we, whatever industry we decide to go in, we'll have each other. And so I feel like that will definitely be extremely helpful moving forward in whatever regards we might have. And so I'm excited to go into this internship with them. And I do think that it will definitely be it'll be unique and it'll be different.
I feel like I'm blessed because my introduction into journalism really started with Anscape, which is, a space for Black people. So, and there are a lot of women. Our editor is a woman. The other HBCU writer is a woman. So, I feel very nurtured, and I'm always able to text someone for help when I need it. Oh, and our coordinator KJ is also a woman. But yeah, I'm always feeling very good about the people that I'm surrounded around. And I haven't, I'm lucky enough to not have those moments where I feel like people around me are feeling a certain type of way about me because I'm a woman or because I'm Black. But I think Cam can speak more to those experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I started doing journalism my sophomore year here at ANC, where I was a contributor here at the school newspaper. And I was pretty much always on like the sports route. Like even when I started, I only really wanted to do sports stories. So I was pretty like, pinned on sports for a majority of it. I definitely think it's an interesting experience. Like there have definitely been events where we went to, like maybe like the tennis event we went to, where, I don't know if that was necessarily because like being a woman or just being Black, but I definitely felt there were moments where I went to sporting events where I definitely felt like very unwelcomed because, it was kind of dominated by like white men or like men in general. But I say all that to say that I don't really let that bother me anymore. Like, I think the work honestly speaks for itself. And yeah, like you can't fake like you know what you're talking about. You either do or you don't. So, it's not something that really bothers me too much anymore, but it's definitely like an interesting experience.
That's all for today's episode. To our audience, thank you for tuning in to another of the Roden Fellows podcast. We'd like to give a very special thank you to Gabrielle for joining us today, and we want to wish you a successful year during your tenure as a fellow. Another extra thank you to Bill Roden, Kimberly Jarvis, Parker Owens, and the ESPN Digital Audio Content Team. You can get all Roden Fellow podcasts and HBCU podcasts by subscribing to the Anscape Listen tab of the ESPN app. Make sure to join us next time, excuse me, for other HBCU podcasts. And don't forget to go on the Anscape website and look at the latest news and insight.